I'm Benjamin Moret, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. With Pascal Filippi, we decided to explore how newcomers in Toronto are experiencing the pandemic and reach out to some of them to tell us their stories. This is episode 4, SN.
My name is Ehsan. I am from Urmia, Iran. I'm a Kurdish from Iran. Urmia, it's a mixed city, somehow like Toronto, but of course much less diversity. When I was 19, I moved to Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan, for continuing my studies. I chose computer engineering there. I graduated 2015. And the country started to get in a war with ISIS, and that kind of became my almost first real job as a computer graduate, but working in journalism. I started with fixing for foreign journalists, getting them access, interviews, and local guides. And later on, I started writing for Kurdish media. As a journalist and a fixer going to the front lines, we had some extra exposure to the maybe destruction side of the war. Seeing firsthand convoys of internally displaced people arriving at camps and being able to helping those people, at least for their stories to be told and not forgotten down the line in the history, it felt like something valuable at a time to do. The government started to threaten my family in Iran for the activities that I was doing, promoting mostly the atrocities against people in ISIS war, but also writing about Kurdish independence, Kurdish rights, women rights. I had to move on to a different field. I liked data analytics. I searched around for places that I would like to be living. Somehow, Toronto and Canada ticked all the boxes for me, and I especially loved the huge variety of cultures in Toronto. And I thought, yeah, this is, I think, what I like to be there. So I enrolled in university, took a course in data analytics, and I'm thankful that my visa was accepted. And I was like, wow, man, this is the best time of my life. I booked the first plane and come to Toronto. The moment I got out of the airplane, I was so happy to see like all English and sometimes I think French signs and all these boards, and everything seemed cleaner because there was no dust in the airport anymore because Iraq is very dusty. And for maybe a good half an hour, I couldn't believe I'm still there. It was like a dream coming true. I got out, asked a couple of friends in Erbil who had a debit card to get me an Uber. They called an Uber for me, actually, from Erbil in Toronto Airport to an Airbnb basement that I had rented already from Erbil again in DuPont area. The first 2 months were pretty normal. At the beginning, we were going to classes 9 to 4, 5, a couple of breaks in between. I got to know many people, including classmates and other students in the university. Classes were quite busy. That was nice.
My name is Kayla Weiler. I'm the National Executive Representative for the Canadian Federation of Students Ontario. We represent 350,000 of those students in Ontario.
right from the beginning, I knew that I had to start working because Toronto is quite expensive. For me, networking was a big part of initial weeks. Searching online helped me land in, actually on two jobs, part-time, teaching in science and some sales for security systems.
We are calling on the Ontario government to remove the work hour cap on students' visas. International students, they're not allowed to work full-time, and that has been a real barrier for them to support themselves while they live here in Canada. So those are just some of the things that the Ontario and federal government could do to support them.
Because of the pandemic start, I lost both jobs, and that was like a small shock. So when the lockdown started, as a newcomer to Canada, I lost all my network with people. I was using the Meetup apps to go around different events about data analytics, that I could actually meet people of same interest to me, that I could find a job maybe through them or start a project together. That has stopped. And then the classes stopped, that I couldn't network with anybody at school anymore. Then I had to drop out from university for two reasons. First, I find out that the course wasn't for me, but also the tuition fees were quite expensive, not having a job and, paying rent and stuff like that. So suddenly I find myself stuck in a room in a basement, and it was very stressful for a couple of months.
In like 2020, when the pandemic had first started, so a lot of students actually got left behind when shift to online had happened. A lot of international students rely on work, either on campus or off campus, to help pay for the high cost of tuition fees, in which they pay 3 to 5 times more than domestic students. It's still really shameful to see that students are paying such high tuition fees during a pandemic. So it's a really precarious time for international students.
One small hack I did was to teach myself painting. So now I'm a residential painter. I paint people's homes, and that has been one of the few opportunities I've had in the past 9 or 10 months.
For international students who've stayed in Ontario or in other parts of Canada, we see that they have been excluded from the provincial healthcare system, which is really vital during a pandemic, and have had complications in accessing COVID tests, paying their rent, accessing groceries, accessing safe jobs, that they're able to have that protective equipment that they need to conduct their job. When international students work, they do pay taxes through their income tax. But additionally too, like, they buy goods and services just like everyone else, and that contributes to the economy.
During the pandemic, it has somehow given me a chance to sit back and think about my own life. I get in touch with my family more often than I was in Erbil. Maybe I used to call them every 2 weeks then, but now I call them several times a week. And I kind of see that family relationship from a different perspective, that they are the ones that are there for us every time, and I think we all have to appreciate that. So right now, after every day, I finish my painting work, I'm reading a book on machine learning, and I'm trying to get my hands on the coding side, and maybe if in the future lockdown opens, I could actually meet some machine learning engineers to learn from their experiences. Maybe this time I will go for a university that has a higher reputation and more challenging courses too.
Federally, it would be really great to see that there's better pathways to citizenship for international students, since many international students come to Canada as students with the hopes of staying in Canada after their education. We have to take the lessons and use this to build concrete plans, and more public funding would definitely help for Ontario's colleges and universities. Like, it's time to actually fund our education instead of underfunding it. So I think I'm hopeful. Yes.
I'm very optimistic. I think there is no better time to be alive than now. And especially being alive now through the pandemic, I think that is a great thing to be.
You've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Canadian Radio Fund of Canada.